Hi guys, and welcome back to another Love Ints episode. In today's video, we're going to be covering the three new features added on the Love Ints remote app. To find out what these features are, keep watching to the end of the video. I'm going to dive straight into the video, so don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that notifications icon. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always. To get things started, you're going to have to open the Love Ints remote app and click on the Discovery tab on the bottom row. As you'll notice, once you open the Discovery tab, there is three new options on the bottom of the list. The three new features are Control Link, Wish List, and Gift. The first one we're going to click on is Control Link. This is not exactly a new feature, but it is new on the Love Ints remote app. This is something that's been on the Connect app for the webcam models for quite a while, and Love Ints have decided to release it to everyone else. As you can see here, all you have to do is fill out an amount of time that someone can control your toy for, and you'll have to fill out which toy it is that they can control. Then all you have to do is click on the Generate Link button, which will give you a unique link that you can send to someone to control your toy. This is only a one-time use link, so there is no worry about people controlling your toy when you don't want them to. If you've generated a link and sent it to someone, you can cancel it at any time, so they can't redeem that link at a later date. So what will people see when they open that link? As you can see, they have the sliding bar that goes up and down that they can control the vibrations of your toy. Once the allotted time has run out, the link will expire and they won't be able to click on it again. You can also end someone's session just by clicking on the little round box in the left-hand side. This will automatically end their session, and if they want to control your toy again, you'll have to generate a new link or add them to your friends list. Moving on now to the wish list feature. If you select this, you'll notice that you have your wish list URL that you can send to other people. And if you scroll just slightly down a little bit more, you can see your fan-funded gifts. You can't edit this list at the moment on your app. You will have to log in to your account on your PC. Moving on now to the final feature, which is Gift. And from here, you can buy people gifts. The way this works is you buy that person a gift, send them a link, and they redeem that link. You don't need their shipping information. They fill that in once they've claimed that link. All they'll have to do is accept it and fill out their information. You won't see their shipping information and they won't see your payment details. So it's almost as if it's completely anonymous. All you need to be able to do is contact that person to send them the link. That's the three newest features from Love Ints. If this is the first time you've seen one of my Love Ints remote app videos, then check out the video above. It'll give you a full breakdown on how to use the rest of the app. And if I have inspired you to buy a Love Ints toy, then please do use the link in the description below. It is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of Love Ints' profits if you decide to buy something. That's it for this video, guys. I hope you found it useful. As always, like, follow, share, subscribe, and hit that notifications icon. If you've got any questions, come and hit me up in the comments box below, on my blog, or come and find me on social media. All those links are listed in the description below. Until next time, guys, peace out.